Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa, there was a story betinokes with a young girl. She yardo lemalas maimin ha'ayin, that she went down to the well to fill up water. Venansa, and on the way somebody raped this little girl. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says, this was his halacha, this is how he ruled halachically, Imroig anshi ha'ir masin lekahuna, if the majority of people in that city are not pasul lekuna, that means to say that their daughters or their widows are able to marry kohanim, they're not themselves people with a tainted lineage, harezu tinase lekahuna, then this young girl could also get married to a kohen. In other words, we assume that the fellow that raped her probably was somebody who was from a legitimate family, had appropriate lineage, and therefore this young girl can also marry a kohen if necessary. Now, the Gemara does explain that there are more details about this Mishnah, but we'll wait till you learn the Gemara and you'll see more details. Let's go, meanwhile, to Mishnah, to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, to Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says the following case, Aisha Shenis Armela, if you have a woman that was widowed, Aisha Niskarsha, or that she was divorced, and now she comes into Bezdin, or she comes to her ex, she comes to the estate, and she says, please pay out my ksuba. The problem is she doesn't have the ksuba document in her hand. They say, where's the ksuba? She says it was lost. Or she says, we got married in a place where they didn't write a ksuba. There were some places that people didn't write a ksuba because it was simple. If you were married, everyone knew that you had to pay a ksuba. And now the following happens. He, I married Besula Nisasani. She says to her ex, when I got married, I was a virgin, and therefore my ksuba should be 200. The who I married, however, the ex says, likey, that's not true. El Amana Nisasich. When I married you, you were a widow, and therefore your ksuba was only 100. Or if, let's say, the husband's not alive, the estate, the other members of the family say, it's not true, we married you when you were already widowed, and therefore your ksuba should only be 100. So like this, im yesh edim, if there's witnesses, shayatzas, that saw the girl that when she was getting married, on her way to getting married, behinuma, she had some type of veil, however, v'roisha perua. The hair was flowing on her shoulders, which is the way that Besula's girls that were never married before, they would go to the wedding with their hair flowing. They didn't have to cover their hair yet, they weren't married. So if there's Adam that saw that, witnesses that saw that Ksubas and Masayim, then her Ksuba is 200, like she claims. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko says, additionally, Avchilu Kloyos Roya, that if let's say there's witnesses that at the wedding, they handed out, roasted kernels, which was the custom in those days for besulas, for girls that were virgins, that's sufficient, and the girl would get 200. Let's see one more Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. Just to understand this Mishnah, we need to understand a rule in the Gemara throughout Shas called Apesha Asar, Hu Apesha Hitir, which means to say that if somebody brings up the fact that something is prohibited, they have nemanus, they have belief, we believe them, to say that that object now is permitted and that the situation has changed. Where does that apply itself? So in this situation that we have previously in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, in Chapter 1, Mishnah 6, the Mishnah there brought a case of Misha Erastani Nenasti, which means to say like this, the woman said that the reason I'm not a virgin is because I was raped after the betrothal already happened. And in that situation, when she says that, she can no longer marry a kohen, and therefore, we want to believe her that she's saying the truth that she was raped, because if she was lying, she could have said a better lie, which is she could have said that, I don't have my virginity because an accident happens. I'm a mukas eitz. After I got betrothed to you, I had some type of accident, then I lost my virginity. And in that situation, it would be better, because in that situation, at least she can marry a kohen. She would also get her ksuba. So therefore, she's believed. That is the premise that Apesha Asar, Apesha Hitter. She's the one that's saying that she was raped and didn't say a different claim. Therefore, we believe her when she says it was Misha Erastani, it was after betrothal. That is the opinion that we saw previously. However, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with that opinion, and he says, Lami Piyanu Chayin, she's not even believed with amigo. She's not even believed to say, that since I could have said a better claim and I didn't, therefore you should believe me. However, this Mishnah comes on that tale. So the Mishnah says, "Umayd Rabbi Yeshua," even though previously Rabbi Yeshua disagrees on Rabbi Gamliel, and he says that if a woman says that I was raped after I was betrothed, she's not believed. However, by Melchaveri Sarazusha Lavicha Haisa, if let's say somebody says this field used to belong to your father Ulkachtiyai Menon, you should know I purchased it from him. Shehu Naman, he's believed, and he doesn't have to bring any additional proof. Why Shapesa Asu Hapesha Hiter? Because he's the one that said that it belonged to that fellow's father initially, never had to say anything. Therefore, we believe him when he says, L'kachti ay mena, that I purchased it. However, but let's say there are witnesses that said the field used to belong to the father. Now he's claiming I bought it. He's not believed, because then you don't have a pesher asu, a pesher hitir. He's not the one that brought to light the fact that it used to belong to their father. That was known. And now he says that he purchased it. So he has to bring proof that what he's saying is actually true. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.